At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter. Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I've told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, I know them, they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Just wanted to say very quickly just a little bit about the Good Shepherd today, the day we remember our Good Shepherd in particular. And I'm glad that Steve drew attention to the election of Pope Leo as well, a worldwide shepherd for the worldwide church. And one of the most important things about listening to Steve this morning is we are reminded yet again that we belong to a very large Christian family that's spread throughout the world. So the Good Shepherd attempting to lead his sheep, and I don't know a lot about sheep, but my impression is that unless you've got a decent sheepdog, you've got problems, and they do like to go off on their own direction or in their own direction very often. And of course, we're a little bit like that when we, in terms of our discipleship, we sometimes think we've got the answers and we know which way to go. And in all of that, we can, sometimes with our grand and very positive plans and projects, end up overlooking the will of God for our lives. So I just gently want to suggest this morning that we need to take time. We need to take time to think about God's call on our lives, because all of us have a call on our lives without exception. And it may be something simple like rededicating ourselves to the life of prayer every day. It may be something more practical. It may be something like responding to the needs of the people of Guatemala, for example. But whatever it happens to be, there will be times when the will of God, or God's presence, I should say, seems very far away. Sometimes we get bogged down in the circumstances of our lives, in their busyness, in the frantic nature of modern day living, and we forget to take that time and space for God. And we say, "Oh, well, I can't fit it in," and God understands. Well, of course God understands, and God will be there anyway. But the point is, we need to tune in to God's presence, to notice it a little bit more. So even if we're only able to spend a few minutes a day just doing that, then that's better than nothing at all. So what of this call on our lives? As I say, it will be different for every person. And it'll be different because you're at different stages of your lives as well, not just in terms of age, but also in terms of experiencing the church and experiencing things like prayer. Many of you will have been praying regularly every day of your lives, possibly for a very long time. And others will be new to the experience of prayer. And that's why it's so important to say that the sheep need each other. They don't only need the Good Shepherd, they need the fellowship that comes with being part of the flock. We all have different needs, and it's impossible to meet them all. If we try to struggle independently, we certainly won't meet very many of them. So we belong together, and we need each other, and we're strong together. So let's not forget that either. And actually, there are signs, they're a bit anecdotal at the moment, but nevertheless growing signs, that actually more and more people are taking church seriously again, and actually, in a fragile and difficult world, they are seeking the gospel. They want to know more about the good news of Jesus Christ. They want to know more about what the church is offering them. They want to know more as well about finding purpose in their lives and responding to the call that perhaps they've been beginning to feel on their lives. So if we can remember those few simple things this morning, and just to be reminded that the call of God on our lives may not end up looking like we'd intended or imagined, but nevertheless it's real, and each of us has a call. And just to be reminded too that it's Eastertide, and as Steve said, we should be about bringing hope to people, new life, new light. And we have the joy of the Easter gospel to share with people, to bring that hope and that joy, to bring the fullness of life that John talks about elsewhere in his gospel. Amen.